Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to worship here this evening, this special worship service at Calvin Christian Reformed Church, Thanksgiving. If you're visiting with us, we pray a special blessing upon you as we enter in to thank God for all that he has given us. Don't have any announcements at this time, other than give thanks that Henry's recent tests came back positive. So we give thanks for that. We are grateful. Let's take a moment now. This isn't Sunday morning. We're not used to meeting on a Wednesday night. But let's take a moment for silence, for stillness, and to prepare our hearts to give thanks to the Almighty. Would you pray with me? Please rise for God's call to worship this evening. Our call to worship is also our sermon text this evening, Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name forever. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Our song of worship this evening is Come, You People, Come.
Oh,
God greets us with these words this evening. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Having heard God's greeting, we say together our prayer of confession, aware that though we have much to give thanks for, often we don't give thanks. And so we say together the words of our prayer, Holy God, you have given us many good gifts. Today we thank you for all of them, but we also confess that sometimes we love those gifts more than we love you. We confess wanting more and more things, food, clothes, and money. Forgive us for not being content and thankful. Forgive our selfishness. Help us to love you more than everything else. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The Apostle Paul writes in the book of Romans, but thanks be to God that he has given us the redemption in Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Paul gives thanks because while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And so hear the good news again this evening. Though at times you are not as thankful as you should be, Jesus says, I forgive you. And in the assurance of that, in the joy of that, overflowing now in thanksgiving towards our Heavenly Father, let's greet each other in Christ's name this evening, passing on that thanks. Let's join our hearts together now in a posture of thanksgiving, grateful for all that God has given us as we come before Him in our prayer this evening. Would you pray with me? Holy Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we give thanks. We give thanks. You say that in all things we are to give thanks. And Lord, sometimes that is a hard word. For as the holiday seasons are upon us, in some ways, and for some of us, it can be hard. It is hard to give thanks in the loss of a loved one. It is hard to give thanks in sickness. It is hard to give thanks when our spirits droop. And yet, Lord, here we are. We are your people. And so we throw all of who we are before you. We come into your presence as we are. And we seek to give you thanks as best we can. We are grateful for each day. We are grateful for the life that you give us. We are grateful for the family you give us. And even those who are gone now, we are grateful for them. For they too were your gift to us, and they too are your gift to us. As we give thanks that we know that they are with you. Lord, we give thanks. We give thanks for all that we have the opportunity to pray for each week. We give thanks for our missionaries, the Havlicheks. We give thanks, Lord, that we live in a country where there is order and not complete chaos. We give thanks, Lord, for those we can lift before you. We think of Sandra. We think of Greg, Nomi, Katie, those struggling with cancer. And we do lift them before you, Lord. And we give thanks that you are at work in their lives. We give thanks that you are the one who can heal. And so we ask for that healing. We give thanks, Lord, for those who have been in accidents and yet who are doing better now. We think especially of Sean Boltice and Nicholas, and also Marvin Williams and Don Postma, each healing up, and we are grateful. We give thanks, Lord, for those who cannot be with us and yet are with us in spirit. We pray especially for the shut-ins, for Frank Vandenbosch, for Patty Ritzema, for Margaret Hopp, for Denise Masbergen, for Audrey Van Grau, for Jan Sneller, and also Glenda Hoffland. We give thanks, Lord, that we can come before you as those who are brokenhearted. We give thanks that you are not a God who turns us away, but that you are a God who always receives us. We give thanks. And so, Father of all mercies, we, your servants, do give you the most humble and hearty thanks that we can for all your goodness and your loving kindness to us and to all people. We bless you for our creation, our preservation, and all the blessings of this life. But above all, we give thanks for your love. Your love and the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we ask that you would give us a full sense of all your mercies, that we might be truly thankful and might show forth your praise not only with our lips but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to you for your service, and so walking before you in holiness and righteousness all our days, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, the one who has taught us to be thankful, who has taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. At this time, I would ask the deacons to come forward to take our Thanksgiving offering. Let's gather together around God's word. We have entered his presence. We have confessed our sins. We have sung to him. And now we hear him speak to us. Speak good news. Our text this evening comes from Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. Will you pray with me? Holy Spirit, come. Come among us. We would seek this evening to be thankful. Come among us. Speak your word. Help us, O God. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord God, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen. So the old Russian immigrant pastor, Anthony Bloom, once recalled an incident from his long and fruitful ministry. A woman used to come and sit in his sanctuary most days of the week. She would come in from the bustle of the noisy street beside the church, walk down the center aisle, and slip into a pew. And she'd just sit there, staring straight forward, staring at the table, staring at the banners and the symbols, the pictures, not moving, never uttering a word, just sitting there, long periods of time. Other congregants would come and go in the bustle of church life, maybe kneeling down beside a pew, whispering a prayer, some crying. The Ladies' Aid Society would come in and go out, and she would just be sitting there, staring straight ahead. Every day, her routine. This began to bother one of Bloom's associate ministers, a young pastor. She's not doing anything. She's just sitting there. So finally, one day, he approached her. Can I help you? You come in here every day. Can I help you? You don't seem to be praying. You don't seem to be doing anything. I mean, you're not part of one of the groups that we have coming in. Can I help you? The woman turned her head. She pointed at her chest and she said, "I am here." And she pointed to the front of the sanctuary and she said, "He is here." She smiled. "And we are happy." Sometimes when we read Psalms like Psalm 100, we ponder what they mean. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Come into his courts with praise. At one level, that seems simple enough, right? But if we try to pull that psalm into who we are, live into it, its meaning sometimes begins to elude us, to be just a bit out of reach. What is all this exuberance about? The psalmist is emphatic. Know that the Lord is God. All this talk of joy. What exactly does it mean? How exactly ought I to fulfill this psalm, to sing this psalm? And we imagine all sorts of scenarios. We imagine ourselves maybe waltzing down the aisle, dancing the way forward, slipping into our assigned seat, or maybe whooping our way down to the front, grabbing a microphone and singing an impromptu song to God. Good pictures, but maybe not our pictures. Maybe a little outside our Dutch comfort zones. That's okay. You could laugh at that. I was trying. But at the same time, maybe we don't feel any thanksgiving in the moment. Maybe we don't feel particularly joyful. How do we enter into this psalm without manufacturing a fake thankfulness, without putting on some sort of show? Maybe the woman in Anthony Bloom's church can teach us to read Psalm 100 in a new way. She sits there silently, no words, just there. There. I am here. He is here. And we are happy. That, says Anthony Bloom, is the essence of prayer. She's not doing anything. She's not putting on a spectacle. She has simply entered into God's presence. And of course, it's her lack of doing something that was driving the associate pastor crazy. But that, says Bloom, is the essence of prayer. And of course, we are reminded then of our words in the Heidelberg Catechism, words that are often quoted at this time of thanksgiving, that prayer is the chief part of the thanksgiving that we offer to God. Coming near. For that's what the woman has done. She has entered into God's presence. Sometimes all the exuberant language in the psalm, Psalm 100, can sort of help us miss the simple command, enter in. Enter into his gates. She has come in from the busy, crazy street outside, and she has sat down in his presence. Draw near to God, says the Apostle James, and he will draw near to you. She has come near. The Welsh theologian Rowan Williams comments that God is always here, but oftentimes we're not here. Not here. And maybe sometimes we are so busy shouting out thanks, doing something in the moment, but we're not really here. Not really sitting here, aware of the God who is present to us. I am here, he is here, and we are happy. You see, the psalmist's exuberance only begins to make sense when we actually take that seat, when we're not doing anything, when we are simply in the presence of God. I am here, he is here, and we are happy. That we, God is here, we are here, that togetherness, that is where the happiness is found. That is where the thankfulness begins to come forward. Maybe we haven't felt happy, maybe we haven't felt particularly thankful, and yet, as we become aware that God is here, we begin to feel our heart lighten. We begin to sing with the psalmist, "The Lord is good. His mercy endures forever. His faithfulness from generation to generation. The Lord is our God. He made us, not we ourselves. We are the sheep of his pasture." I am here, he is here, and we are happy. Let me invite you this evening. Invite you into thanksgiving, into true happiness. Not necessarily something worked up, not something showing off to anyone, but an entrance into the presence of God. To be aware that he is here. And in the knowledge of that, knowing who he is and who we are. And that with him, as he comes near to us in Jesus by the Spirit, we are happy. We have all we need. And we can give thanks. So the next time you feel your spirits droop, the next time the dark clouds begin to roll over your soul and you don't feel like giving thanks, maybe it's time to come in from the bustle of life, walk down the aisle, slip into the pew, and just sit there, aware that God is present and that you are with him. It doesn't have to be literally in the pew. Maybe you're driving to Sioux City, and all your pressures and all your angst and frustration is all on you. Maybe in that moment, staring out the windshield, you say, "You are here. And I am here, and we are happy." Or maybe you're in that fisticuffs meeting, the board meeting. It's not going so well. And suddenly you recognize who's there. You are here, and I am here. And we are happy. Or maybe you're working there on the line. Same thing, over and over and over. And yet even there, in that cathedral that is that factory, you are there, and I am here, and we are happy. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. He is always here. Draw near to Him and find your thanksgiving. Find your happiness. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. I invite you now to stand for our song of response this evening. All people that on earth do dwell, as we sing again of our thankfulness to the God who is here with us, who is always with us, and who even now and always invites us into His presence to find joy and thankfulness. Brothers and sisters, go out in peace, in happiness, in thankfulness. God is here. You are here. And what is there not to be happy about? Go forth in His peace, receiving His blessing. May the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. And all of God's people said together, Amen.